On Body and Soul won the top prize at the 2017 Berlin International Film Festival and is nominated for an Oscar in the Best Foreign Language Film category. It's the first feature in 18 years from the Hungarian director Ildikó Enyedi, whose previous films include My 20th Century and Simon the Magician. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
A slaughterhouse is a strange place to fall in love. But strangeness seems to be what the Hungarian director Ildikó Enyedi is going for with her earthy yet ethereal romance On Body and Soul. This mostly beguiling, intermittently brutal movie takes place at an abattoir on the outskirts of Budapest, and it doesn't shy away from the place's everyday horror. The ghastly metal instruments, the blood-slicked floors, the stunned cows calmly being shorn of their heads and limbs. If last year's Okja didn't turn you into a vegetarian, this latest Netflix title might just do the trick. Enyedi isn't afraid to get up close and clinical, but at the same time, she isn't bent on rubbing our noses in entrails and squalor either. She employs violence as a punctuation and a contrast, occasionally shaking this story out of its soothingly arty stupor. As its title might suggest, On Body and Soul is founded on a number of striking contrasts: man versus woman, human versus animal, natural paradise versus industrial hell. The gorgeous opening sequence, in which a stag and a doe slowly make their way through a wintry forest, is about as far removed from a factory killing floor as you can imagine. The movie keeps returning to that scene, and before long we realize that it is in fact a recurring dream, one shared by two lonely individuals who work at the slaughterhouse. Think of it as a metaphysical meet-cute. Endre, the company's financial director, is a 50-ish looking man with a contorted hand, a grave manner, and a vaguely implied history of pain and suffering. He is immediately smitten with Maria, a new quality inspector, but he's too reserved to make any overtures. Maria, meanwhile, is so withdrawn that she makes Endre look gregarious. Impervious to her co-workers' attempts at small talk, she goes about her job with a fastidious attention to detail and the razor-sharp memory of a computer. When a strange crime is committed at the factory, the employees are subjected to a round of psychiatric evaluations. It is through these inquiries that Endre and Maria learn that they have been dreaming the same dreams, that he is, in fact, the stag, and she is the doe. While the purpose of these visions will not be lost on anyone in the audience, Endre and Maria are in no hurry to figure out what it all means. They circle each other warily at first, wondering if they might be the victims of some elaborate prank. Eventually, Endre suggests that they sleep together, in the chase sense, so that they can dream alongside each other. Endre is played by Géza Morcsányi, a Hungarian playwright making his film acting debut. He's an imposingly grizzled presence, and he pairs nicely with Alexandra Borbély as the brittle, fragile Maria, whose role is at once the movie's most striking and its most artificial. She's an obsessive-compulsive pixie dream girl. Enyedi gets a lot of low-key comic mileage out of her two deadpan leads, and at times the movie plays like one of Aki Kaurismäki's Finnish satires, as filtered through the high-concept rom-com sensibility of Nora Ephron. That may sound like a winningly demented combination, but if anything, I wish On Body and Soul were weirder, or rather that its weirdness felt less calculated and more challenging. At nearly 2 hours, the movie is as reticent and slow to reveal itself as its protagonists are, but it turns out to be more or less what you expect it to be: a tale of two damaged, socially awkward individuals forced to overcome a lot of hazily manufactured contrivance to find their way into each other's arms. I'm not surprised that it's been nominated for an Oscar by the Motion Picture Academy, an organization that loves its genteel crowd pleasers in any language. On Body and Soul is easy enough on the eyes and ears, but a better movie would have taken more daring aim at the heart and mind.
Justin Chang is a film critic at the LA Times. On Monday's show, Irish writer Maggie O'Farrell describes her 17 brushes with death, including nearly being raped and killed, almost dying during labor, nearly drowning, and contracting encephalitis as a child. She wrote her new memoir in part for her daughter, who has a life-threatening immune disorder. We'll talk with Maggie O'Farrell, Hope you can join us.
Wait! Where are you going?
We'll end today's show remembering John Morris, the Oscar-nominated composer who wrote or arranged the music for such Mel Brooks films as Blazing Saddles and The Producers. John Morris died yesterday of a respiratory infection. He was 91. He and Brooks worked together on 10 films over a 24-year period. Their first and perhaps most famous collaboration was when John Morris wrote the arrangement for Springtime for Hitler, the infamous musical number within the original movie version of The Producers. Terry Gross interviewed John Morris in 1987.
Mel came to me and he said, "This is the lyric. I want you to make the worst dance arrangement that has ever been heard on Broadway." And Alan Johnson and I collaborated on putting this horrible number on the stage.
It's a big musical production number, Springtime for Hitler.
The worse it is, the better it is, because we were doing just that. When I first read the lyric, I couldn't believe my eyes.
What was the most weird thing to you about the lyric?
Deutschland is happy and gay. I mean, it's insane.
And the idea behind The Producers, the movie that this was written for, was to produce a musical so bad that it would have to fail.
Right. And the number was to be the peak of the musical.
Did you have any reservations about writing this number?
Yes. I said to my wife, "I don't know whether I should put my name on this picture." And that's the absolute truth, because I thought it might be so terrible. But one gets to trust Mel after a while. His extravagance, he's always very true to his ideas and has been. He always does exactly what he intends and is responsible for exactly what he intends to do. So I knew it would be all right.